Hey there, Hopkins. This is Jay Mason again. Just heard your fine jazz ensemble there, and now we're going to give a listen to your symphonic band. So it's a little before 5 o'clock. You guys are all there on stage, and I believe that you have a warm-up piece here. So what I will do is I will click off for now. When you start your warm-up selection, I'll go ahead and let the tape run so that you can actually hear yourselves in the room and hear what you sound like. Some of you may not have had an opportunity to do that, so that always helps you, and more importantly, it helps your band director understand what I'm hearing back here as a basis for comments. So I'm really looking forward to hearing you, and I will click off for now, and we'll be back with the rest of your stuff. Okay, guys, I think here we go with the warm-up piece. Here we go with the warm-up piece, I think. I could be wrong. Yeah, we're going to go ahead here, and I'm just going to put the microphone down for you. Hey guys, Jay Mason back here. I'm not sure if you're going to play your warm composition now or if you're playing ballad or... Yeah. I think you're starting with ballad or, so I'm going to leave the microphone on here, and if you are in fact now doing your... Okay, it does appear as though you're going to do your warm-up now officially, so I'm going to let the tape run here. Thank you. guys. Ambitious little composition there. I'm not familiar with that one. Kind of reminiscent of... some of the Harry Potter stuff. That's what I was thinking of there. Okay, so here we go with Frank Erickson's Balladaire. Let's see what you do with this. Start. This is a very challenging piece. You guys are doing a good job with it here. There's some intonation issues right off. So tough to get the balance right in an arrangement such as this. At those softer dynamic levels. Good dynamics. Be nice if I mean, just to take it to another level, it'd be nice if I could hear more of the moving voices that aren't the melody now and then. When you do have some of these inner moving quarter notes and things and eighth notes that sort of counter the melody there, we could just kind of work on that a little bit, that would make it even better than it is. Good phrasing for the most part, guys. You guys have a good sense of where the melody is. I meant to say this with the last group, but obviously there's a lot of good instruction going on here. I want to compliment your piccolo player. As a woodwind doubler, I play quite a bit of piccolo, and to have that much control at such a young age is pretty remarkable to me. It's a nice sounds, kind of riding on top of the band there. Okay, now as we get going and we get into the piece here, we're starting to bring out some of these inner voices. There's a lot to be learned from a piece like this about tuning and when your line is important and when it isn't. So, intonation. We have unison lines within sections and intonation in the intervals and the chords. You're obviously doing a lot of good work, learning and growing with that. The dynamics here, just keep doing it. We're not quite there yet. There's a lot of really fantastic playing going on here for such a young group. Dealing with some difficult, challenging music here. A lot of professional groups would use a piece like that as kind of a warm-up tune-up piece like you did with Kernow's piece. So I admire you for doing that, performing this kind of a piece. Keep working on those intervals and tuning, learning what being in tune sounds like, all that sort of thing. It's so important. Good tone within the band, and it would be made that much better by just really digging in and continuing to get to where that intonation is automatic. Okay, so we're moving on here to Creed. This is a piece I'm not familiar with. Thank you. good solid sounds in the low brass there. Horns, saxophones. Saxophones, man, you guys are blending beautifully, I must say. I don't hear a lot of edge. Bravo to you. For those of you who don't know, I'm a saxophone professor over here at Cole Conservatory, Cal State Long Beach, and I spend a lot of my time trying to help saxophone players learn how to control their horns like that. So, terrific. Watch that intonation up there in the upper flute. Do we have any oboes? Looking to see. If we do, they're hiding. Ah, here we go. Right in the front. Good. Good dynamics. Nice transition there. Watching the snare back there on the 8th note, 16th note figure that you don't lose it. Just a little unsteady there. Wow, good ambitious piece to hear from a middle school band here. A lot of things going on that are normal, just learning how to play music. So we'll talk about some of those here since you're doing such a good basic job with it here. I'm going back to measure 35, so these ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. We tend to rush a little bit. I'd rather that you rushed than dragged. Guys are doing a good job here with the answering figures, balancing those. Again, the percussion and some of the low brass in places, we're just not quite agreeing on those end of 3 into 4 8th notes and 16th note figures. Back around 53, 54, 55. Okay, good trumpet solo here. I think we're playing on trumpet. Trying to look and see. Watch your pitch there. Did you guys get the idea here about how this should sound? We just need to, again, intonation doubles or triples or quadruples your dynamic. Makes it so easy to fill out the horn and play. Doesn't matter whether it's a woodwind or a brass instrument. Good, on these eighth notes, doing a good job of playing together. We're just dragging a little behind where I'd like to hear it. Okay, we need to, for the good of the band, those that are playing the quarter notes, I'm sorry, the eighth notes with the eighth note rests, we need to really establish that pulse right with what your director is giving you. There we go. It took a little too long for that to settle in. That'd be something to work on right there. Good balance here. Okay, we tend to, so again, that real basic concept about rhythmic syncopation kind of bit you a little bit there, starting at 104. So in 103, we're going be doo dee doo be doo dee doo, and then in 104, we're going ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You know, there's just a little bit of a sort of a rolling snowball effect there trying to get to one in 106. So work carefully not to let yourselves get ahead of the pulse. Something that I think this band would really benefit from, you may already be doing this, but I'll throw it out there for what it's worth. I do this a lot myself and with students. If you have a syncopated figure, or if you have anything where you're holding a note, such as in 104, maybe you can tongue all of the subdivision. So 103 would sound like this in practice. Be do be do be do do do. And then you get used to hearing the subdivision. And then when you go to play it in your head, you're hearing ba-ba-dun-da-dun-da-dun, and that'll keep you from rushing and dragging, okay? It's a good basic skill. Don't feel bad about it. I mean, I do that with college students all the time. Really nice phrasing. The big things in this band that are normal for young players, not putting as much air through yet, particularly when you play soft. I think that's where your intonation problems are coming from. You need to learn to control the air so that there's a good, solid support for soft pitches, and that way that they don't sag, which tends to happen a lot. The balance was good. There's just those rhythmic issues we talked about, intonation, a little bit of blend issues when you play soft. And then in the percussion, when we play faster, we're having a tendency to not be completely steady, which doesn't help the band as a whole. So those are just all normal, I'm learning to play my instrument in a great band situations. So keep it going. I'm really enjoying what I'm hearing coming out of this school. And I'll look forward to hearing you again very soon.